Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
This is crazy.
BJ,
there might
I'm
be
nuts.
Something to
no,
it. I don't
right.
know, because I will say this. We keep watching this lady that fell off this cruise ship, and there's something really fishy here. Remember those two ladies that claimed they were out in the ocean for many days, and it turned out it was a big hoax, that they weren't stranded on a boat. They got rescued, and really they had radio service, and they had food.
They lied.
They lied when they were rescued. Jamie thinks this woman's lying.
I do. You guys, it's weird. Let me play the news clip from what happened, and then I'll give you my theory.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours.
She talks like Kim Kardashian.
I know.
Listen to the way she says, Star.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours.
Okay.
So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Your name is?
Kay.
Okay.
I am very lucky to be alive.
Okay, from?
From England.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 46. And I was sitting at the back of the deck. And,
Okay.
It was bad.
Okay.
All right, so here's what the deal is. I just watched old Kay get off the boat. You guys, if you and I were out in the ocean for 10 hours, right? It's salt water, which is so, I mean, you know. It's draining. Salt water is draining because you get dehydrated. You're out in the water for 10 hours and you're treading water. Maybe you're just floating because of salt water. I don't know. But you don't get up. She like basically jogged off of that boat, the rescue boat. Did you see her?
Yeah, she had some bounce.
And she made her boobs bounce.
I didn't mean she made her boobs bounce.
Well,
I mean she had a little bounce in her step.
But you did see her boobs bounce, did you not?
A little bit.
So she like jogged off of the boat. If I'm in the water for 10 hours treading water, I'm not jogging off that boat. And I looked disheveled. She looked fine. She's just like, and she giggled. Something's weird. So here's my theory. Well, don't breathe loud. My theory is this. She swam to a sandbar. A sandbar is something that's a little bit underwater that you can't really see. And she stood on there. She didn't tread water. She just stood on there. And then when she saw the rescue boat come out, she went into a little bit of deeper water. Because if you know where she was, there's some sandbars.
I will say this. Watching Kay get off the boat this morning.
With her jiggling
boobies.
This
is only a few hours after the rescue. And she'd been in the water for
10 hours. 10 hours!
Treading water, according to her. Drunk. She's also drunk. How are you going to be, all liquored up in the water for 10 hours and come off the boat looking like that?
Mm-hmm.
I fully expected her to be feeble, coming off very weak, maybe one of those big cruise ship blankets around her shoulder.
Freezing.
Walking
shivering.
Off the, yeah,
and maybe not even walking. Maybe somebody had to assist her to walk,
right? Barely able to do an interview. Even
she
to
was
say,
fine.
Oh, my God, I'm glad I'm alive.
Bawling. She shouldn't be bawling, but she's like, I'm Kay, and I was in the water for 10 hours, and these guys are awesome. And then she went to Olive Garden. It was weird.
First of all, I don't think she found a sandbar and she was able to stand up or sit down in the water and just wait for somebody to come rescue her and then swim back out to deeper water. I don't think the cruise ship could get through that area, Jamie, if there were a sandbar anywhere.
Yeah, they could map it, and then she swam out to the deep, I told you.
I do agree.
Something's weird.
A little fishy.
And 10 hours. So they said that she had a little fight with her friends. If I have a little fight with you, BJ, and I maybe, you topple over the back. Well, let's use somebody else. Okay, so let's say I got in a fight with somebody and they topple off the back. I'm immediately screaming and running and pulling that emergency thing that they have on those ships. I'm doing everything. And then they'll put the reverse thrusters on.
Yeah.
And then we'll go and get whoever I like. Right?
Right.
But they didn't do that. The friends are just like, keep going. Meh, meh. 10 hours away.
Are you saying that if you and I were sitting on the back, let's say we're on the back end of a cruise ship, much like a scene out of the Titanic, remember Rose and
Jack?
Jack?
Yeah.
I'd be Jack. You'd be Rose.
Did you call me fat?
Yeah. Maybe we'll use something else.
Because she was kind of chunky, BJ.
There we are in the moonlight.
And you're certainly not as scrawny as Jack.
Listen to me. There we are in the moonlight.
Okay, right. Sorry.
Had a few cocktails.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
They weren't drinking on the Titanic.
They were on this boat. We're combining the two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two.
I forget.
This lady
okay,
was
I'm
drunk.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. And then all of a sudden.
I was like, you bastard. You were already married and you said you wanted to marry me. What are you doing?
And then you pushed me and I went overboard.
Yes.
You wouldn't pull that little rope and say, hey, you know, kind of like stop this train. Hey. My boy, my buddy, just fell overboard. You really wouldn't do that?
Here's what I would do. I would look at you for a little while. I watch your little head bob. We get further and further away, and your head gets smaller, smaller,
help,
smaller.
Help.
And then when you're not really in, like, audible range, then maybe.
You're not who I thought you were.
This is the dumbest show.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.